man, it's a rigged game that I'm forced to play.
17 visual artists and 3 poetry writers shared their Black History Month creations at a special reception at Ypsilanti's Riverside Arts Center. 18-year-old Janera Fields is an artist and poet who attends Washtenaw Community College. She wrote this poem for her sister.
Tonight is the first night I'll sleep in my room in a week. No textbook poses, pillow, no calculator indents in my cheek, just me, my bed, and my little sister. That poem is about like how children are raised and they kind of hate their Blackness, you know? And it's like discovering, like when I was younger, I hated my Blackness enough a lot. And then growing up, it kind of was something that wasn't a thing. And then seeing the same thing, and like my sister was like, what? And so I wrote a poem about it. So, like when kids like grow up and they're in school, like they see pictures of white Jesus. In the villain, and like the superhero stuff, the villains always wear black. When they have black cars and the white, and like there's just like these little things in your brain. So I think that the lack of representation actually just kind of cripples the youth without them even knowing it.
Lauren Mills is a 17-year-old high school student with several paintings on display at the Riverside Arts Center. One of her paintings is of Sarah Bartman, a princess in Africa during a time of slavery. Mills, who is legally blind, says the point of the painting is to focus on the sexualization of black women at that time.
The top of the painting says, I'm human too, because we have everything that humans have, a brain, eyes, ears, nose, mouth, a heart, hands, feet, family, faith, love, hate, friends. I was attacking jungle fever.
Melina Baker is a 17-year-old student at Ypsilanti's WISD school. She wrote a poem for the Black History Month Art Center exhibit.
My color doesn't define me or the generations behind me. I'm a talented African-American who won't let anyone deprive me. As I walk down the street...
And what does Black History Month mean to her?
I feel like it's recognizing everyone who ever did something to try and make our lives easier. And the reason that I'm here today talking to you and we're not the same race, you know, that's deep.
Meanwhile, Janera Fields thinks Black History Month would be better celebrated if it were more broad.
It shouldn't be Black History Month. It should be, this is American history. And like a black guy made the thing for the telephone. What? He was beside Alexander Graham Bell. Peanut butter, that was a black person. The telephone, the stoplight, that was a black person. We wouldn't know this, you know? So I think if we just put it all together, like, it would make a huge difference.
Since this is Black History Month, it seems fitting to share the words of writer and historian John Henry Clark, strung together with the words of the young artist whose works are on display in Ypsilanti.
History is a clock that people used to tell their political and cultural time of day.
I'm black and white skin, and I feel like
it is also a compass that people use to find themselves on the map of human geography.
You can take black history as an elective, but like in the American history, it's just not there. All of the black history
tells
the
people
I
where they have been, what they have been, where they are, and what they are. Most important, history tells the people where they still must go, what they still must be.
It comes from within. Sometimes it's life experiences, sometimes it's just imagination. I see success. I want to do great things. I want to touch a lot of people.
The relationship of history to the people is the same as a relationship of a mother to her child.
Those words were written in the 1980s. These words were written just a short time ago.
We could have dreams, we could break records and become president, but no matter what we do, some still look at us as Negroes, and we will never be good enough. Even when we change our lives, they judge us from past events. I could be more than a rapper or a thug on the streets. I don't have to wear baggy clothes or force people to respect me. I can be the kid with the 4.0 in class, wear suits and ties, and use my manners. If society has a question, I'll be the answer.
Lisa Berry, 89.1 WEMU News.